اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. One of the lessons learned after reciting the verses in the Quran about Hajj is the taqwa. And taqwa, usually they're translated as the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's more comprehensive than just the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that the Muslim should have a shield between himself and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shield is doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do, and to be away from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade us from doing. And it also comes in some context as the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it comes in another context in verses in the Quran as to be dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the verses about Hajj about this great act of worship, and that is the taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse explaining that الحج is only in prescribed months, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbidding the believers from doing the things that would negate their Hajj, one of which is the things that has to do with the relationship between men and women, and arguments, and sins in general. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordering the believers to take provisions with them in this journey of Hajj. وَتَزَوَّدُوا, meaning take provisions with you. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى, the best provision is the taqwa, is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was mentioned with regarding to this verse that some people would go for Hajj without taking any provisions. They won't take any physical provisions with them. And in the past, traveling was something that has so much hardship in it. People didn't have places to rest, in the sense that they have to take all their provisions with them. They have to take their food, they have to take their water, and so on. So when people travel for long distances and they don't take physical means with them, this can be a mean for their own destruction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordering the believers to take provisions with them, definitely taking the physical means, but then reminding them that the best of the provisions to be taken with the person in such a journey of Hajj is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to shield oneself from all sins, to purify ourselves from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the verses of Hajj, when it talks about the certain rituals and what is forbidden in matters of ihram and so on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded the believers and he said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shield yourself from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and protect your religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in punishment. And this is why the believers, they should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so severe. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verses that talks about Hajj, in talking about Mina and staying in Mina for days for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding the believers to have this act of worship, this characteristics of a taqwa. وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. That means, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the days of Mina, those who would make ta'ajjul, meaning that they left early after the first 2 days, and those who left after 3 days, they're both, there's no sin on them. لِمَنِ اتَّقَى, for those who are dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we would see clearly that taqwa is something that is mentioned in more than one verse in Hajj. That means it is meant for the person that took upon himself to go to this beautiful journey of Al-Hajj, leaving behind the wealth and the family and so on, and wearing the clothing of Al-Ihram to remind oneself that this life is nothing but a passage to the hereafter, that we have a purpose in our life, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We cannot do the act of worship unless we reach this destination of a taqwa. الله سبحانه وتعالى also mentioned in the Quran that the goal of the ibadah is to reach this state of التقوى. الله سبحانه وتعالى says يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O mankind, worship your Lord, the one that created you and the one that created those who before you, so that you are among those who have taqwa. So this is a goal of the ibadah. So one of the goals of Hajj is to reach the level of taqwa. That a person, when he do these physical rituals, that a person has to have the patience and to strive and to struggle in the rituals of Hajj, in which the Prophet ﷺ said that Hajj is the jihad of women. This is the struggle of women. This is like fighting in the cause of Allah, but it comes to the women side of it. Why? Because it needs effort, definitely. And if a person goes for Hajj, he would see that he has to leave behind also the habits and the things that we are used to do, that sometimes that takes us down to be cling to this earth. But when a person is seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, fulfilling the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being obedient to the creator of the heavens and the earth, following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that takes the Muslim to be among those who have taqwa. And this is the goal of Hajj. This is the goal of any act of worship, and we see that clearly in the verses in the Quran. When a person in Hajj, in the state of al-ihram, and the Muslim is making sure that he does not negate or invalidate the state of al-ihram, making sure that even the hair is not being cut intentionally, whether it's the hair from the head or from the beard, and a person would leave that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person would make sure that he does not use any forms of perfume, which is forbidden for the one in the state of al-ihram, and asking the questions, and you would find so many fatawa and so many questions that people would ask the people of knowledge, I did this, what is the ruling? Do I have to slaughter an animal in Mecca or not? And so on and so forth. Why? Because the person is practicing this attitude of at-taqwa, making sure that we are watchful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, watchful of every deed we do, anything we say. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made it a condition, and even in the verse it's mentioned, there's a condition for the Hajj to be in such a way that the reward of it is Jannah, and that is al-Hajj al-Mabrur, the righteous Hajj. Righteous Hajj, this word al-Mabrur, righteousness, is such a heavy condition. It's not just a simple word, it's to have the Hajj a righteous one, meaning that the person has to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A word might invalidate one's Hajj. A word might decrease so much the rewards of someone that is going for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the journey of Hajj. That means the person in Hajj, he has to be watchful of what he says, what he do, to make it according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. So we see the person in Hajj is practicing this in the most perfect way, by leaving what is permissible other than Hajj. When a person is not in Hajj and not in the state of al-ihram, person can cut his hair, but not of course the beard, it's forbidden for us to shave it. But when it comes to hair in general, a person can cut his hair for the men. But once he's in the state of al-ihram, what is permissible now becomes not permissible, becomes haram for the person to do that intentionally. And the same thing with the different rituals of Hajj, having to be in a place at a certain time and a certain place. And it's not permissible to do otherwise. Why? For the Muslim to practice this act of taqwa, to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that negating this or not practicing this in the most perfect way might subject the person to the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, which is another meaning of taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be dutiful to Allah. We have no job on the face of earth but to be dutiful to Allah, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the journey of Hajj, this is something that is being established. When people are being patient towards one another, when so many people, millions, are gathered in the same spot, invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and each person, he has his own needs, whether it's eating or drinking or even relieving oneself. And you would find some of the Muslims are irritated with one another, losing their patience as a result of the physical means and the hardship that they go through. This is something that is opposite to the meaning of Hajj. To have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regarding to the actions that is done personally between the slave of Allah and his creator of the heavens and the earth, and also in dealing with one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from the believers to be patient with one another, to be kind to one another, And in Hajj and in all of our affairs, and this is also a sign of taqwa, a sign of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third meaning of a taqwa is to purify ourselves from sins, to make sure that every word we say is according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, and not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the person in Hajj, he would make sure that his Hajj is valid. He would find a person making sure that he does not backbite or commit any sins, protecting the taqwa. And this is what taqwa is all about, and this is meant in the journey of Hajj. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordering us in the Quran to take the provisions. And that reminds us to see the relationship between the physical means and the other means that are religious means, that we got to know it from the revelation of Allah, from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Person going to the journey of Hajj, he would take the provisions. And people would even write a list of what you need to take and what you need to make sure that you have, whether this type of soap or this type of medicine and this and that, and people would do that and they would make sure that the list goes on and on, even the shots that a person would take before going to Hajj. All of these are from the physical means, and they would book the tickets and the hotels and so on and so forth, which is all, nothing wrong with that. But do we sit and try to get some provisions when it comes to taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the strong intentions that we will be steadfast on the deen of Allah, so that the Hajj is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the person making Hajj would go back with a clean record, with repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and starting a new life. And this is the sign of acceptance of the deed, that the person's life after Hajj will be different than it was before Hajj. That a person now is among the muttaqeen. If we want to know who are the muttaqeen, who those who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to read the Quran. You would find the characteristics of those who have taqwa. There are people that are obedient to Allah. They make the remembrance of Allah. They are away from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both in general and in details. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who have taqwa, and to make us among those who learn these lessons and ponder over the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Muhammadin wa ala ahli wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.